Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
We'll be right back.
welcome to Weather Freedom Radio on this Monday, rainy, snowy, Monday night here. And I'll tell you what, weather is getting really weird and stuff. But I tell you, I told y'all it was going to get weird over the weekend, and it happened. We're going to talk about all that here in a bit. Russell Burkham, how y'all doing? And hello, Carmelita.
Hey, what's up?
Not much,
what's
man.
Up, Carol?
I didn't hear you. Come back.
Oh, I said, hello, how you doing? How's things down there in Florida?
Oh, things are good. Things are good. I mean, you know, but I'm out in central Florida, so that kind of works at my advantage. I got a lot of farmland. I got farmland around me, lakes, so I kind of like that. I don't like the city, so I don't go near the city. The city stays away from me. I stay away from the city.
There you go.
That's how I am.
Yeah, I pretty much, you know, honestly, I'm always like, I hang out with the good folks. How's that? The good folks, that like-minded folks.
There you go.
You know, folks that know how to live off the grid.
Right. Well, I tell you what, guys, you know, we've had all this weird stuff going on. I told you all Thursday that something was weird was going to happen. Couldn't quite put my finger on it. But with all these vessel attacks and train derailments happening and everything, what are your thoughts, Carmen? I know you and I talked a lot over the weekend about it. We know what's going on. But
I mean, I've been on the phone with people from Bragg.
Go ahead.
William, fix your mic. It's real staticky.
All right, go over here. There we go.
Yeah, get by a window or something.
We got a lot of background noise.
There's like this background noise, like sketchy. You know what I mean? It's like a.
Yeah. Well, it's actually hailing right now, so that's probably what it is too. So I don't know if you can hear it hitting the side of the house, but it's loud.
That's all. Them lizard midget strippers, aliens he's got living with him.
Oh my God.
But. You know,
I've been talking to people down there at the flight, off the flight line. I don't know. I know y'all probably don't know about this because the media won't cover it. They're not covering it at all. But several individuals in Third Group, and I'm sure, you know, you guys know who Third Group is out of Bragg, have been brought up on federal charges. One after the other flipped on one another. I mean, they're all in Third Group, okay? All of them are in Third Group. So that's Spec Ops. I'm sure you guys know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So one was running. What had happened is one got caught up in minor sex trafficking, okay? He got caught. He flipped on another one in Third Group who was selling steroids. That one flipped on another one in Third Group who was running a heroin ring. That one flipped on another one running a coke ring. And then that one flipped on another one in Third Group that's been selling grenades and weapons. This is all over, all of it. All of it's all over the flight line down there, okay? But yet the media and Bragg are not covering it whatsoever. I mean, zero, zilch. Nobody saying nothing. And by the way, there's an active shooter right now at Michigan State University. You've got 5 dead, 6 injured. Still going on. All right?
Nope. Started didn't hear anything
two,
about
started
that.
2 minutes ago. It started 2 minutes ago. You got 5 dead, 6 injured, still shooting. They're telling all the students, they're telling the students and staff to run, fight, or hide. I'm thinking, well, which one is it? As far as I'm concerned, if you get the advantage, depending on how many shooters it is, and you have the advantage to take the shooter out. But they got sheriffs, police, everything at Michigan State University.
Right. Well, liberal thinking, you know.
Well, as far as that Third Group action, you see, I miss out on everything. You see, the sex trafficking and the heroin. Okay, go ahead, get rid of them guys. But the cocaine and weapons. Man, I wish I'd have met them guys.
Yeah,
right,
well, the sheriff
right.
guy thing is, it's I think it's fucking pathetic, dude. You got these guys in third group, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm glad I didn't serve with these motherfuckers and we got captured because they'd be flipping, scripping shit on everybody. It's like, we don't even have... This is how
well, I mean,
I think
Russell will agree with me. There's nothing like having an M60 and a couple of lines of cocaine. Man, that's just awesome. That would be just
right.
awesome. Oh, and did you hear, Carmelita? You have to wear those M95 surplus masks that everybody's got left over. You got to wear them on your head now because of the Chinese balloon pandemic. Okay.
Oh, God.
And you have to write on them that I'm not Jewish, because if you try to go into a Chinese restaurant and get the 10% discount on synagogue night at the temple, okay, they're going to charge you with theft by fraud. Okay, if you don't have your Jew card with you.
I'm not even paying attention to any of that bullshit.
Well,
I mean, it's
all
bullshit.
Well, you know, you live down in Jew heaven. That's Florida. Florida's Jew heaven. You know that.
I ain't around Jews. I can promise you that.
Right.
Everybody, I'll be honest with you. The majority of folks I'm around, I shit you not. They look like they're all fucking, they look like they're
right.
old bikers that have been, all they do is just sit around and they drink, they ride their Harleys, or they're out there hunting and shooting and fishing. I shit you not.
Right.
If I took a picture of all the people that I show
Russell, we got to move to Florida.
They're all fucking
going
back. We got to
move to Florida.
Oh, I love
anyways,
it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, do I like my governor? Nah, he's a little sketch. But it is what it is. But the thing is, where I live, do I like it? I like where I live because it's out in the country.
Well,
yeah,
DeSantis is better than that motherfucker you had in North Carolina. I can tell you that.
Hang on. Whoa. Everybody hang on. Thank you for that, Carmelita. I do not understand what everybody's infatuation with this DeSantis guy is, but he's another one of these motherfuckers that come out of nowhere, and I think he's showboating, and I think at heart he's probably a fucking another globalist. That's what I think.
He is a globalist. He's been groomed. There's no doubt in my mind. The dude's been groomed. I'm not going to trust him as far as I can spit, and I don't spit. I just pay attention to everything around
this,
me.
And I've been saying this for how long now?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you got to understand, DeSantis, okay, everybody, the problem is, you know, you call politicians. They give you what the fuck you want, okay? Now, I find it very odd, okay? Miami-Dade. And I'm going to be straight up about this. Miami-Dade is a shit area, a total shit area, man. You're lucky you can walk through there without being sliced, diced, and shot. And you're going to tell me that Miami-Dade, Hillsborough County went red? Bull fucking shit, okay? I've been down in that area. I had to go down there to Fort MacDill. I'm telling you right now, yeah, you got your little ritzy, titsy, whatever. But right when you see the sign, welcome to Tampa, if you look to your right, right there by the underpass, there's nothing but homeless on top of homeless on top of homeless, all right? And then they just had an incident. Now, I know if this was my child, let me tell you what. I don't know about y'all, but if I had a child that was 9 years old and I got a 14, 15-year-old beating on my child on a bus, and it seems like, you know, everybody's getting this pass. Okay, and this just happened not too long ago, a few days ago in Miami-Dade, last week as a matter of fact. 9-year-old child on a school bus, you tell me why a 15-year-old black male and 14-year-old black male, another black male, they're banging on this 9-year-old child. Okay, the mother has already filed grievances. Other parents have filed grievances with the school. The school didn't want to do jack shit, okay? They don't want to do nothing. So... they just gave this kid, they said they did not want to charge the kid because they're trying to keep these kids out of the system. Now, my attitude is, first of all, you're 15 years old. You put your hands on a 9-year-old fucking child. Let me tell you what, buddy, you need to be charged as an adult. Well, they got pushback finally, so now the kid's being charged as an adult. Now, I don't know about the other two or whatever. But I truly do not believe that DeSantis won Miami-Dade. I don't care what anyone says. The fix is in. Now, all of a sudden, he's up cozy with Dominion Lawyer, okay? I'm not too fond of her, that shit either. I think it's just a matter of, it's kind of like, you know, you put, look at the pretty ball. Look at the pretty ball. Oh, isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty? You're so busy looking at the right hand. You're not paying attention to what's going on the left hand. You're just not.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I get it. Floridians, you know, they're all goo-goo gaga because, I mean, Chris, he proved to be. That was a fucking joke with Chris, by the way. That was all bullshit. That was just a ploy.
Well,
with that
if you remember, if you remember, Carvalho, I tried to tell you and warn you about DeSantis, but you kind of argued with me on that. And I was like, well, she'll find out. And he did.
Yeah, but you got to understand something. I got to see for myself. I got to see what's going on when I'm there. I can't just – if I keep going by what everybody says, then the switch is flipped. When I talk to the guys back there at Bragg, I'm listening to what they have – because these guys, they sit in on some of these Zoom meetings, okay? Let me tell you what. These motherfuckers been on these Zoom meetings now. They got pronouns. Literally, pronouns. They are. We do not have a sustainable military. We do not, and we will not. They cannot recruit. They cannot, and that's all part of the plan. And just like the article I sent you, William, that came from a major. That came from a major.
I haven't read it yet, but I will. I will.
Yeah, the major sent me that. Basically, what it is, okay, is the WEF, World Economic Forum. Which DeSantis is a part of. Don't give a fuck what anybody has to say. So anybody listening on the station doesn't believe that. I'm sorry. Sorry to pop your bubble, buddy. But hey, the World Economic Forum is involved with the CCP to take down the U.S. because China wants to be a superpower. But the WEF doesn't want to give up their power either. So you got the WEF, who doesn't really trust the CCP. The CCP doesn't really trust the WEF. So there's pushback now because the main thing they fear is the people. They don't want the people, you know, they do fear us. Whether anybody wants to agree with that or not, I'm sorry, but they do fear us because they cannot figure out how to fucking disarm us because they know the American people aren't going to just fucking throw the firearms at them and say, okay, because so much shit has come out to light with the COVID shit.
Well,
we already know it's a bioweapon.
Not only that, but now we're seeing these, whatever it is they're shooting at in the skies, we're seeing these trained drones. It's kind of, everybody's talking about right now is like, is this all connected to the World Economic Forum? I think so.
It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Our DOD is playing a big fucking game. Our Department of Defense has been corrupt for a long, long time. Don't think that they are just these, you know, do not think for a moment that the Department of Defense is innocent. They are not, okay? We got our intelligence community. We got corrupt motherfuckers in there too, okay? You got CIA, the FBI, the Intel, you got DOD. All of them are just all corrupt within government system.
And the DOD just came from the World Economic Forum and they had their little meetings up there. He was over there.
Well, Joseph, consider this. Okay, we just recently had a big fiasco, okay, and Congress got involved where they shouldn't have got involved with the railway strike, okay?
Right.
Pissed a lot of railroad workers off, okay?
Right.
A lot of railroad workers, especially train engineers, they took early retirement, they got out of it, and basically, they are putting really what's called inexperienced people operating those locomotives.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. When you're hauling chemical tankers in a train, and I haul them on my truck, you better have your ducks in a row. You know, and there's a lot of poor maintenance going on these tracks.
Yep.
So You have poor maintenance being done on these railways, and you have not totally inexperienced, but not as much experience as they need to pull these long trains down these tracks. You know, that's a recipe for disaster right there. And this vinyl chloride, I've hauled this stuff. This stuff, I'm going to tell you what, you get it on you, I've been sprayed with it. You get it on you, I've had to throw sets of clothes away. And I've had to wash, I went to the Walmart, pulled my truck into Walmart, walked in, everybody's scattering away from me because I got the smell of this stuff all over me. And I bought 6 bottles of Joy dishwashing liquid and went to the truck stop and caught the shower. And I used all 6 of them bottles of Joy lemon-flavored dishwashing liquid to even dent the smell on this stuff. So it's some volatile stuff. No, I'm telling you, it didn't kill it.
There's a lot of unqualified people. They really are. There's so many people that are unqualified. And, you know, in this whole division thing that they're trying, I mean, they're doing everything they can to just keep people divided. I mean, that's their number one priority is, you know, color, color, color. But the thing is, it ain't working. It's not. It's not working the way they think anymore. I mean, and we don't know what to do. It's like, okay, well, you know, we thought we had them with the whole COVID thing. Okay, but the problem is now what they're doing, and nobody wants to listen. But the reason they're having all these damn distractions and the reason they keep fucking up, all right, because they are fucking themselves, is the fact that they didn't expect everyone to wake up so quickly from the COVID bullshit, but people are dropping like flies, man. This whole die suddenly bullshit. And they know they got their dick in a sling. They know that once they come down to fire, this shit's bigger than freaking Nuremberg. And everybody doesn't want to, you know, everybody's like, nah. No, I am dead on. I'm telling you right now, our country and fucking China had everything to do with this fucking vaccine. It's not just China. And the thing is,
Well, Russell, Carmelita. Okay. All right. My nephew was booted out the Marine Corps because he got bit by a copperhead during a training exercise out there which they're all over the place at Lejeune. You can't spit without hitting one. But he gained some weight, you know, when he was on light duty and everything. Well, they NJP'd him, and they tried to, and he requested a court-martial hearing. So what they did, they just gave him a discharge out the Marine Corps instead of going through all of that because he was going to bring up, you know, you got all these other overweight officers and non-commissioned officers, you know, around here. But everyone that he went in on the buddy program, they got out of it. They got out of it any way they could. They said, you know, they all call me Uncle Virgil because, you know, Justin calls me Uncle Virgil. And they said, it is nothing like the Marine Corps you told us about. It is nothing like it. He said, you should see this. You should see this. They said, we wouldn't trust these guys in combat under no circumstances.
I've been hearing about that. I've heard a lot about that.
They're idiots. I'm telling you guys. The ones that have in there, they couldn't win a fucking war, even if they had somebody beside them helping them. They do not have the strength that they once had. Nobody wants to serve in this weak, pathetic regiment that we now have. You got men doing fucking Zumba for PT. You got women. It's all insane. It's all ass backwards. Women want to be men. Men want to be women. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck all y'all. after talking to you, I'm talking to more than one of the guys. They cannot get anyone in. Nobody wants
well,
to do
well,
it.
Well, Carmelita, on that subject, okay, you know, these states and everything, you know, they're letting them, you know, have these same-sex marriages, okay?
Yep.
You know, to each his own. But my question is this. If two women get married to each other, which one is going to be right all the time?
You really want me to answer that?
I should ask one of my lesbian friends.
I mean, I'm sorry. I can't answer that because women are, you know, I mean, I'd be the first one to tell you. Women are the most fucking emotional, erratic beings on this earth.
Well, yep. Well, you know, I can't really, you know, because I think Russell will agree with me on this. You know, I can't really criticize it because I've been a lesbian trapped in a man's body for 59 years. So, you know, to each his own.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've been a woman trapped in a man's body. Fuck all that. Mm-mm. Nah.
Right?
Nah.
But, guys, I'm serious. Not, what do you think this where do you think they're distracting us from? I mean, take a look at it. What do you think it is?
Next year's the election, dumbass. Okay? They're through making mistakes. They're through
mm-hmm.
making mistakes. 2016, mm-hmm. they put all their eggs in one basket. The media, a smear campaign against Trump. Hillary. Everywhere, you couldn't turn on the TV. Hillary's going to get elected. Okay? It backfired in their faces. They're through making mistakes. You're not going to convince me. I don't care if you hold a sawed-off shotgun to my head. You are not going to convince me that 80,000 thinking, brain-carrying Americans voted for pedophile Joe. You're not going to convince me of that.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you all know, and I hate talking about it, but you all know, I have early stages of dementia, and I have a hard time sometimes concentrating on stuff, and it's like I asked on several shows, how the fuck did this guy get elected? I mean, seriously.
He get elected. He wasn't elected. He was
exactly.
picked
exactly.
to fill a spot because he's the perfect puppet. He's a muppet, honestly.
Right.
You know,
here's the thing with this, and I'll be honest with you guys. I do have a hard time remembering things sometimes. And Trish, my roommate, she gets mad at me because we'll talk about something about a few minutes later, I'm asking her the same question over and over again. And it frustrates her. But it's like, you know, so what the fuck?
Look, I get short memory, okay? Short memory loss, fine. But you know what? Why won't Biden take a cognitive test? Why won't he do it?
Exactly.
Right? The man is not fit to sit for presidency. Kamala Harris, I don't know what that bitch is good for because she's a fucking dumbass. Jesus, God, you might as well get Bozo the fucking clown in there. I mean, you know, all right, I get it. She gets blow jobs or whatever. But for the love of God, you know, I mean,
here's my point about that, okay? I don't like watching this shit because it pisses me off, but I have to, okay, because it lets you know where these people are coming from. It lets you put the dots together, connect the dots, and find out what they're going to do next. But during mm-hmm. the Democratic presidential debate, she pointed her finger, she called Joe Biden, you're just a puppet of China, you're a pedophile. You're this, you're that. Go back to YouTube. Go watch the replay of it. Watch how she disc and downrates Joe Biden to the very now. Mm-hmm. She's vice president. Oh boy, he's the hottest thing since Crisco grease. He's the best thing since sliced bread.
Well, you know,
he's the man.
Not only that. Well, Biden's wife is. Apparently banging her husband now, so according to what I saw on TV. that kiss that Joe Biden did.
Well, I mean,
a kiss, no. Just because I don't give a shit. Somebody walk up and kiss my husband don't mean they're fucking.
She's got to go get it from somewhere. I mean, you know, that just kind of kills the romance. That just kind of kills the romance when your husband's got to go change his shitty diaper before he has sex with you. I mean, you know, that's a definite romance killer, you know?
I would not have picked up fucking Kamala Harris's old man. That's one ugly motherfucker right there. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, Carmelita. If he's keeping Kamala Harris happy, you know, he's got to be doing something right.
He ain't keeping her happy. Give me a break. You know damn well she cheating on her man. She is not an honest woman.
Well, of course. He's got Willie Brown on the side.
I mean, for the love of God, we're talking about a Jamaican. What is she, a freaking Jamaican, Jamaican me happy, some kind of shit. Oh, that's right. She is 7-Eleven Jamaican me happy chick. India and Jamaican. That's right.
Right.
Well, you know, her.
But,
I think her mom,
well,
I think her father was from Jamaica.
Well, Russell. Did you read the latest alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives report on American gun violence? Did you happen to get a chance to read that yet?
No. Why don't you give me the 411 on it?
Well, basically, in short, gun violence, or so-called gun violence, I hate that term, but so-called gun violence has not significantly increased in America since 2021. Hmm. It's shown no significant increase. The only increase in so-called, quote, you know, the negative narrative called gun violence, it's an increase in illegal weapons, and I mean illegal weapons, semi-automatic weapons converted to fully automatic through devices smuggled in that convert a Glock pistol to a submachine gun. These things have flooded the country. People with unsavory reputations have gotten a hold of them and converted them, and this device fits on any Glock, 40 caliber, 45 caliber, 9mm, anything you can put it on. It has a selector switch on it, and it's very easy to install, and this was the only increase that they noted in gun violence in America. So if it would not be for these illegal devices and these criminals using them, you would not have any increase at all. But they're manipulating the numbers. You know they're going to do that. They're manipulating. They're making it all complicated to sound like, oh, my God, you know, life is going to end in America if we don't get rid of every semi-automatic weapon. You know, they're making it sound...
Or drastic, like a tragic comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But on a serious note, guys, do you think with all this stuff going on, do you think that our own government is sabotaging everything because you know they can't control us anymore, or because we're caught on to them, or
it's all planned? It's all been planned out. Okay, right now they're panicking. They did not expect people to wake up at this rate. They did not expect. They were hoping to kill a shitload more, man. But the problem is now they're dropping dead. People are literally just standing up and dropping dead. And now it's come out. I mean, even if you read some of Fauci's research papers, see, that's the problem. People need to freaking research, too. If you read some of his research papers, he even admitted about the mask and everything, how it causes upper respiratory infection that turns to pneumonia. They are trying to cover their tracks. That's why there's all these distractions over here, distraction over there. It's all part of us. I mean, Russell would agree. It's a fucking psyops, man. You need all these optics so you can distract individuals, okay, instill fear by use of intimidation, just like the bullshit mandates that nobody will fucking give into. Eric Adams, that racist piece of shit, that mayor up there in New York. New York's a fucking cesspool, by the way, and it's gotten worse. But the thing is, with New York, Adams came out, that Eric Adams, that little, I don't know, little Muppet, the ex-Muppet NYPD cop, he's racist as shit. He came out and he said, people should not have the right, and this article just came out, they should not have the right or the freedom to decide on their own. They need people.
Yeah,
to
I saw that.
Them. Okay, and I'm
well,
like,
well, that's a direct, that is a direct quote
from Obama. Thank you very much. Yep.
Because he said, and I'll post the video, individual people are too small-minded to govern their own destiny. They need to surrender to an almighty sovereign. Okay? So,
which is the
oh,
you can't, if you can't read between the lines on that one, people, I'm sorry.
Well, I remember him saying that, but I'll tell you what he says. He says, and there'll be most likely another mandate coming in. I'll tell you what, if everyone thinks for a moment that people are going to lock down again and put masks on, they are fucking sadly mistaken, because all I've seen since all this shit been going on is higher sales and gun buying, higher sales and ammo. People are buying.
Now,
holy
that was in the ATF report. That was in the ATF report that it has been a significant increase in firearm purchases in the United States. There has been a very significant increase.
I actually need to buy me another one.
Hey, guys, remember North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Robinson, the one who went to the town hall meeting? You know he's going to be running for governor, but guess what? He just got he got the Parents' Bill of Rights passed in the state, saying parents have lost patience with all the powerful educational cabal. So they just passed a bill in North Carolina where the parents will have the say about their children's education, not the board of, not the schools itself. See, that's another thing. That's why they're going after all these parents that want to homeschool, because parents had caught on, and they're like, I don't want my kid learning that shit. I don't want my kid learning that shit. My grandson, I have to actually take care of my daughter. She's coming up for a major surgery here on the 28th. And my grandson, his principal, who, by the way, yes, him and I, we got into it pretty good. I won because I don't take shit off nobody. Y'all know that. I mean, this man thought he could intimidate me. I was like, I told him, I said, are you seriously trying to intimidate me? You obviously don't know me. I said, your acts are not going to work on me at all. I said, if you're going to ban me from the school, you better send me something in writing. I have yet to get that in writing, by the way. But he wears this shit, and he's got Black Lives Matter all over in his office. It's like he tries to intimidate these parents at times, and my grandson keeps getting jumped by three boys. Well, my grandson now, I told him, I said, you stand around and fight back. Well, Colton, let's see, just turned 10, but he's been suspended now at least, maybe 5 or 6 times.
My granddaughter, some years ago, in school, she was getting bullied by this boy, and I gave her the advice, I said, well, the next time he puts his hands on you, and he was bigger than her, I said, whatever you get your hands on, whatever you can pick up, you pick it up and you knock his brains out with it. Or you get back at him any way you can. because I told her like this. I said, you know, God created man in his own image. I said, the reason your papa has so many guns is Sam Colton made them all equal. That's why nobody messes with your papa. So she kind of kicked in her brain cells a little bit, and she caught this bully going into the boys' bathroom. Well, Miranda grabbed a fire extinguisher off the wall, walked into the boys' bathroom. He was in the stall. She stuck the nozzle under the stall and unloaded that son of a bitch on him while he was on the shitter. So naturally, I had to go up to the school and explain all of this to members of the school board, to the sheriff's office, and everything else. And I told them flat out. I said, "Yeah, I told her to fight back with whatever she could, you know." And I said, "Well, you know, you're going to expel her or suspend her, but I can tell you this much: I bet that little son of a bitch don't mess with her ever again." And you can't be telling children to do that kind of thing. That's violent. That young man could have died from asphyxiation and all of this. I said, "Well, you know, nobody lives forever." And they ended up taking her out of the school, and they put her up in another school. And once the reputation got around of what she did, nobody messed with her ever again.
So how have you been, Russell?
But, man.
Go ahead, Russell.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Well, how you been?
Oh, shit, man. Been hanging in there just watching this shit unwind. There's so much to kind of distract us from right now. It's just crazy, man. Ukraine is completely falling apart. They done poked the bear one too many times. Russia's moving on. Ukraine's running low on ammo. All these loud-talking NATO countries have kind of backed off. It looks like Ukraine's probably going to go down.
Russell, what do they expect? Their president comes before the United States Congress and the European Union dressed like he's the manager of a strip club and begs for help. My question is this, brother. We're supposed to be sending them all these tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles. Well, are these tanks and Bradley fire vehicles, do they run on diesel and gasoline, or are they electric? You know, we have to reduce the carbon footprint even in battle.
That's fucking ridiculous. But you got that going on. But the real world shit going on is now it's definitely, without a doubt, that Biden gave the order to take out the Nord Stream pipelines. Our guys did it. There's no denying it. Evidence is there. Okay, so now, you wonder, well, why these countries are backing off? Because they found out that the Biden crime family, tentacles reach everywhere. When they took out the pipeline, they took out three or four of them, I think. That was a direct act of war against Russia. And if you really want to think about it, against Germany, too, because they absolutely just put the stranglehold on Germany. These countries are putting out billions of dollars to try to help the people in the country with fire cuffed and stuff. I mean, those people over there are nine line buying, man. And Biden just opened up another 60-something million barrels of our strategic reserve, which is at its lowest point now since, I think, 1980, something like that. You know, this whole China thing, you know, I mean, I think China's serious, these balloon things. You know, what are the pictures of these other three when they got shot down? You know, they could be
right.
shot down. They could be shot down where they were seen, and they didn't have to wait for the thing to cross all the way across America to do it. And the thing of it is, it may very well have been some equipment on there or whatever that pointed to the Chinese or whatever. But let's just remember one thing, okay? China has over 300 satellites circling the Earth, okay? At least half of those have reconnaissance capabilities and are every bit as good as anything that we've got, okay? This stuff on Hunter's blowing up. This committee on the weaponization of the federal agencies, I got to see a little bit of that. These people aren't fucking around. They're going after these guys big time. Now, was there anything to come of it? I'm going to say no, because the corrupt don't indict the corrupt. But it's being exposed in just massive doses. And it's crazy. And something's got to give. Something's going to have to break here very soon. Because, I mean, how do you move forward at this point? You can't trust your government at all on anything.
Well, that's right, Russell. That is exactly right. Because, you know, you got classified documents popping up everywhere, garages, closets, this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. But, when it comes to the Epstein client list, oh, boy, oh, no, we can't release that. That's classified.
Okay.
Nobody can get it.
It's being released.
Yeah, actually, it has been released, as Carmelita was saying the other day, man, and the names on that absolutely bowl you over. I don't have it in front of me, but Hollywood fucked in a good part of our government is.
Oh, yeah. And it's been released, though. They made that clear last week they were releasing it. It's released. You will be shocked.
Is Adam Schiff's name on it?
I know Chuck, what is it, Chuck Schumer? Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up. Hold on.
Is Adam Schiff on it? Because I know they bought the surveillance tape of him going into a motel in California with a homeless 14-year-old male prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's the son of a bitch I want. That's the son of a bitch that I want to see hanging from the end of a rope. He is the main one.
Well,
you know, you can say, you can say anything you want about anybody. I can say Russell's a no good son of a bitch, and he can't be trusted, and this, that, and the other. If you buy it, you know, if you buy that bullshit, you know, that's on you. You know, but don't come out and make a strategic lie about something that happened that actually didn't. When he got up and read that fake phone call transcript between Trump and Zelensky, you know, I mean, that right there, that just, you know, that just chapped my ass. You know, it was code. It was code in his little sissy sugar in his tank voice. You know, I mean, this guy is a little bitch. He's a little bitch. And he needs to go. He needs to go. If these are flying saucers coming over and this is an alien invasion, please take that son of a bitch with you. Please take him. He would love the anal probing. He would love it.
So make sure they use plenty of lube. I don't know, guys. I know
I would love to shove something up his ass with a fuse on it.
Ooh.
Right. Right. Well, guys, it's that time. You guys want to do a show tomorrow, or?
Yeah, I guess so. If I'm available.
Alrighty.
I'm kind of on the shit list at the company now, because I had to make a decision, and it was not a very popular decision. So, you know, everybody in the higher up pencil pushers are now madder than a bunch of midgets with yo-yos. So, what's that, Carmelita?
You do.
What's that?
I said.
You keep
cutting out,
up.
Carmelita.
What did you do?
Well, the thing was, my Mac, the injectors went bad in it, and that is a very expensive repair. Well, I got a loan from the company, from the boss, and I've been paying it back, and instead of giving him the title to the truck to hold, I couldn't get in touch with him. I kept telling him, you know, the truck needed to go in the shop. It's not running anymore. I need to get it towed to Mack dealership in Baton Rouge and get it repaired so I can get back to work. Made several phone calls to him, couldn't get through him, several text messages, several emails, this, that, and the other, to him and his son, the vice president. So I made a business decision, and I went and put the title up to get the funds to get the truck repaired. The repairs were close to $6,000. Okay. Well, when they asked me for the truck title day when I went to office, I explained that to them. And they went ballistic. When I told them that, I said it wasn't done out of spite. It wasn't done out of sedition. It wasn't done out of hate or distrust or disgust for anybody. It was a business decision that I had to make, because the truck does no good sitting in my yard, you know, other than to plant flowers around it and put Christmas lights on it during the holidays. It had to get back on the road. If it's not running, it's not making money. So that didn't go over too well with them. So now they have nothing to hold over my head, you know, so to speak. They're not in control. I'm a wild card. So that makes them feel uncomfortable. And now they're trying to make a decision on what to do with my fucking ass, just like about 500,000 other people. So,
right.
You know, it is what it is. You know, right. my family's well-being comes first in my house, you know. And if you can't understand that, well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Right. Well, guys, we'll come back on tomorrow. If not, we'll come back on Thursday night and everything. Just got to see what else is going on. I wonder what's next. That,
well, Carmelita.
UFOs. Train.
Carmelita.
Next, guys.
Carmelita. When that woman, Susan was right there with me in the office, when that woman in payroll got to raising hell and raising her voice at me and everything else, I was waiting for Susan to go Beth Dutton on her ass right there. I said, oh, my God. I said, I'm going to have to break up a fight between two women right here in this damn office. I swear to God. Susan was about to come out that chair and clean her clock. It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Well, guys, what do you think's going to be next? When you had UFOs and we've had the train derail, what do you think coming up next? Let's make a prediction.
Trombler.
I think
we should put DeSantis. I think we should put DeSantis in a pair of drawers and in a wheelchair and send him to Texas, and him and Governor Abbott start Wheelchair Hammer Fight Club.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Or they can use Project Bluebeam.
Russell, I'm serious. We could sell some We could sell some serious tickets to that shit.
Well, how's this out? They can use Project Bluebeam to create some midget strippers dancing down from a UFO doing pole dancing.
Oh. and they keep taking down the videos of the last State of the Union speech. They keep taking them down. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you can read her lips, Carmelita. I saw it. I watched the thing from front to back. I saw it. She did not only call Joe Biden a liar, okay? She called him a chicken shit liar.
Oh, I know.
And they've been editing it out and taking the videos down all over the place. Every time it pops up, it stays up for about maybe 2 minutes, and then they take it down.
Well, I don't think this is the deal. I told you, she got in a fight with some illegal bitch. She came across the wrong way, and she was talking shit to me. So I was like, I don't know who the hell she thinks she's talking to. And I did not bully her. I did not harass her. I just put her in her place gently. And then, you know, I did make the statement. I was like, well, wait a minute. Because I could tell she was Latina, okay? So I was like, hold up. Are you legal? You got a green card? I said, oh, shit, you don't need a green card. All you got to do is float over. I said, do me a favor. Float the fuck back over where you came from, because I ain't about your affordable house and shit. You want something? You need to work. So she reported.
Well,
I think I got like 3 minutes,
you know,
left.
That's like this man whore friend of mine, you know. He picks up on these women in bar rooms, and after they're done with their sexual escapades, he asks them if they want to play airplane. And, you know, hey, women like to play games in bed. Yeah, sure, you know, let's play airplane. He said, okay, take the fuck off.
My prediction, I'm about 100% sure of this, but my prediction for this week is that the crux of the biscuit will be the apostrophe.
Yep. I totally agree 100%. I totally agree.
Right.
Get out of here, there, guys. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. Carmelita, good hearing your voice, Cheryl. Glad you're happy, doing well down there in Florida. Say hello to your battle buddy. I'm out of here.
All right, everybody. We'll be back either tomorrow or Thursday night. You all just keep your eyes open and ears open, and who knows what's going to happen. We'll see y'all later on, Carmelita.
And it was good. It was good to hear you. It was good to hear your voice, Carmelita. I really been missing you. And I wish Susan was feeling better, and she could have got on the show, but she's having real problems with her shoulder and everything. And we're trying. And she's supposed to go get an MRI on it. And we're supposed to find out what the hell's going on with it, and try to get everything fixed. But She's passed out in the bed right now. She hasn't been sleeping too well, and when she sleeps, I don't like to wake her up.
Mm-hmm.
It's either a rotary cup or she's got some kind of bursitis in her arm or whatever, but she's walking around with her arm bent, and I mean she can barely wash dishes. She can barely wash dishes. You know, it's like she's a one-armed person now. And she tries, and I mean, I hear her hollering, you know, and cussing and everything else whenever she tries to pick up something with that arm or bend that arm. She can't even lift it above her head. She can't even lift it or her elbow above her shoulder. It hurts her so bad. And they've shot her up with steroid. They've shot her up with this. They've shot her up with that. And nothing is doing any good. So we're going to go get the MRI. And we're going to... Huh?
Try her with extra THC.
What's that?
Certain milligrams of whole spectrum THC.
Well, the thing is, she goes to pain management for her back, and they drug test her. And if they find any of that in her system, well, then that's it. That's it. You know, we have a very fucked up system of Medicaid, Medicare here in Louisiana. We've got people that aren't even doctors on a board that decides whether you can get Medicaid or Medicare, regardless of what a team of licensed doctors tells you or any reports that they make. If they say you don't need it, you don't need it. They don't go by the reports. They go by what they just pull decisions out of their ass here in Louisiana. And then you have to go hire a lawyer, and you have to file this and file that, and it takes years for you to get before a federal magistrate and him order. We had to do that. It took 2 years. 2 years to get on her on disability after that car accident. She was rear-ended and everything else. And it took us fighting this all the way up to federal court. And we had to get an order. And they still didn't want to pay it. We had to threaten a contempt charge. We had to go back and get the judge to file a contempt charge against the Louisiana Department of Hospitals and Health. So I mean, it's very fucked up here in Louisiana.
Oh,
wow,
dude, Florida, even at the VA level, all they want to do is push opioids.
Mm-hmm.
I told y'all, I'm taking damn not taking your damn pain medicine
and antidepressants, opioids and antidepressants.
And then I had the doctor tell me, he says, well, why don't you go get your medical card? Well, I got to do that. My daughter got a medical card. I'm a bitch.
Carmelita, I can't go to the VA. I can. Last time I went to the VA, I mean, Susan had to call the sheriff's department, and they threatened to arrest me. When I got home, they threatened to arrest me. They said, "You better calm down, or we're going to arrest you, and we're going to put you in jail until you calm down." I was ready to go in there like a fucking Hindu or one of these Hajis with something strapped around my chest and blow that motherfucker to kingdom come, and me along with it. That's how mad I was.
I don't let them get to me, man. I just laugh at these folks now. I just laugh at them. When they say something to me, I look at them sideways, and then they know. Honestly, Matt will tell you, they back off of me because I'm a nasty bitch.
I'm not gonna listen to someone who's supposedly in the medical profession, and I got to damn near bring a translator with me to understand what this motherfucker's talking about.
I'm good. North American. Now, I don't know what my sense is. I can't pronounce her name. I think it's Chakawiki.
All right, guys.
I got to close
the show.
Tomorrow.
All right.
All right. All right, Carmelita. Talk to you later, sweetheart.
Keep in touch.
Yep. All right, Chesty. Good night, wherever you are. Good night,
all right,
America.
Everybody. Be back here tomorrow.
We're here.
Across to be Thursday.
I hope we're still here tomorrow.
Right.
Here.
All right, everybody. Okay. Hey, as long as we're not glowing green, we're okay. All right, good night, everybody.